Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom, everybody.
בחושך את ידיי, איך זה שאני איתך בודד, בודד הלילה. רגע, לפעמים אני חושב שזה מן מצב זמני שכבר יחלוף, יהיה לו סוף, יהיה אותו.
Shalom, everyone. Happy Sunday. Shalom. We are here again at the Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host, and I'm a spiritual mentor, coach, and a sound healer for women and those who are ready to reclaim their power. Your inner power, your joy, your happiness, your creativity, you being jolly every morning to get up and to be happy to get up and to be happy to go out and go in and just create. So we heard Nathan Cohen, A Temporary State. That's the name of the song. And Matzav Zmani. And everything is temporary. Every state is temporary. Nothing is solid. We are here to discover ways to reclaim our power, the way that we are, the way that we express ourselves. How do we express ourselves to make space for abundance, for creativity, for finding and being in that space of the goal, your goal, our goal, our meaning, the meaning of what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing. 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815, to call here and to share and to be in this space. And also, if you feel a little oomph, call, do. It's the action that will move things. It's like gears that need oil to move. You know, once you start moving, it'll start distributing the oil throughout the entire system. And so, first I'd like to start with thank you for coming here, for being here, and the daily prayer of Harini Mikabel al Atzmi et Mitzvat Aseh shel Ve'ahavta l'Re'acha Kamocha. I hereby accept myself the due utterance or commandment of love your friend, neighbor, the same way that you express love to yourself. And the focus again is first on you. To feel ourselves, to be in that place, moving from a temporary state to another state, and being in that state as if it is 100%, knowing that that 100% can also be zero, and it'll evaporate the next time, or transcend and evolve into a next stage. And I want to continue from what we started last week and the video on Friday, and moving into today's space and today's place and today's initiation of a topic of a state of being. And so going from the integration, when we talked about letting go, and letting go can be actually an integration rather than just putting everything in a drawer and just letting it just sit and not deal with that, and not deal with whatever is there, is integrating the experience that we had throughout this time, throughout this relationship, throughout this work experience, to integrate it into our daily life. And so when we integrate our experiences, how does that look like? Okay, so I'm integrating it. All right, so I have it in my pocket. All right, great. So, but how does it look like? How does it look like on a daily basis? How does it look like when you get up in the morning? Or how does it look like before you go to sleep? So getting up in the morning, we talk about getting up in the morning, that everything can be a clean, everything is a clean slate. Right? You get up, it's like the ocean in the morning where it's very flat, and everything is a clean slate, and it's a choice of where we're going and how we're going and how we're doing. The reason I mentioned the evening before is because everything started in the darkness. Not darkness of evil, but darkness of chaos, that state of darkness. It's like there is a chaos, and then there is order, and then there is an immersion of the order. It's like from the chaos comes the shining star. And so, in Hebrew, for example, the word evening and they. So the language is really an essential language that, in essence, everything is reflecting the action or the quality of that which we're talking about. So, for example, evening, erev, comes from the word le'arbev, mixed up, a mess. When the sun goes down, and we don't see things. I mean, yes, we have lights, but if there is no light, the sun goes down, everything is chaotic. It's still not in order. And then when the morning comes, there is an order. You can see this is here, this is there. And the same thing, the word in Hebrew for order is boker, comes from the word levaker, meaning order, putting everything together. So when do we start really setting an intention for a wonderful day or a wonderful experience going forward? When we get up in the morning, we are collecting ourselves. So in Kabbalah, we have levels of our soul, and the lowest level is the nefesh, and that nefesh stays here. And that is the part of the soul that keeps the body going. So you look at somebody who is asleep, and the person is not really dead and not really alive. You call him, doesn't answer. But when you push somebody to wake them up, many times somebody will wake up with a like a, and that is when all the other three parts of the soul are coming down and you are awoken. So the essence of the soul, that what appears to be keeps you alive and walking among the living, or everything comes back to your body and then you wake up. So when we go to sleep, many times when we go to sleep, not everybody, but it's a good practice to start clearing yourself. King Solomon said, don't let the sun go down on your problems. Meaning, don't let, if you have something that is unresolved from the day before, going to sleep with these feelings, with these unresolved, with this anger, with this sadness, leaves a dent in you, leaves like a footprint or some kind of a print, and it's not a positive, because when we are in that space of sadness or anger or self-doubt or the lack of self-worth, all these things, somebody made you upset at work and you got caught in that loop, and you got stuck in that loop. And when you get stuck in that loop, it is hard to see beyond that loop. It's like you're in a building. When your shutters and your windows are all closed, you're not on the outside of the building. You're in that square. So when we go to sleep, before we go to sleep, it's good to have a moment, a few moments for yourself, without any distractions. Definitely not a phone or watching a movie before. What you put in is what you get out. And so when you go to sleep, you're starting to clean the slate. You're starting to clean all the accumulated dust and debris of the day. And the debris could be parts of you that were affected by what others said. And it could be just debris of others that get stuck on you. It's like we're a glue, we're a magnet. Whatever we are omitting in our energy during the day, we are attracting. So if we have any of these that are still on our body. It's like going through a field, and you come out through the field, and you're starting to clean yourself from the flowers, the plant, the leaves, the thorns, all these kind of things that got stuck to your body as you're going through that experience. It's like going through the field. And so if you go with the right tools through the field, you can move the weeds around, you can move the bushes, you can go with the right shoes, you have protection for your feet. And how do you know that you need shoes to walk in the field? Well, as a child, you start, and if it hurts, then you put, or you're being told by your parents to put shoes. So you're learning from the experiences what to do to protect you, just to be aware that many of the things also can keep us in our own prison. But going through the experience every day, it's like going through a field. So look at the day as like a field, of you're in the wild. You're going out and you're walking through that field. You're picking up, you're looking at flowers. I change from the picking. I'd rather not pick. I have to remind myself not to pick flowers. So you go through these experiences through the day, and you have debris stuck onto your body. And so if you go to sleep without taking a shower, without for your body, cleansing of your body, and then cleansing of your soul, moments of peace and quiet only with you, even if it's 5 minutes, you don't want to jump from 0 to 100. It's the moderation that will sustain the longevity of what you're doing. And so many times if you jump to, oh, I'm going to now meditate for an hour, it could be challenging. If you are up for that, go for that. But don't be hard on yourself. So you start with 5 minutes, and then you move to 10 minutes the next day. It takes about 21 days to have a habit, kind of be a part of our routine or of our daily practice. And so before you go to sleep, there are different things that you can do. The first thing is close your eyes. What can we do? We are in the body, and our eyes can be what we see will distract. If you are, and so will distract. So you close your eyes. And the next thing is really focusing on the breathing. And breathing is really everything in this part. Breathing is everything in this part. And the breathing also leads into this topic of today. That is joy. That is joy. Joy and happiness. And it is many times... We talk about moments of joy, moments of awe, moments of beauty. Why does it have to be moments? Well, we can extend the moment for a long moment. Usually when we talk a moment, is a kind of a peekaboo thing. You know, it's like, there's a moment, no, it's gone. When is a moment? So we can have a collection of moments. So this is where the work is in recognizing when we're not in it. So let's go back to breathing. So many really have shallow breathing. I've seen that all across the board. It doesn't have a particular feels that, oh, people that are working in here are breathing shallow. It doesn't have to do with necessarily the place of work, although the place of work can be a trigger to how you take things and how you perceive things. But really, the shallow breathing is an overtime that we are not paying attention to how we breathe over time. It's like when we walk. Many times we don't pay attention to how we walk or to how to walk. We just walk. And the way that we grow up and the way that we are being part of how we are being conditioned unconsciously is affecting our breathing and is starting with there, because when we have anxiety or when we are angry, we have shallow breathing. We are breathing fast to catch up with our breath, where the correct breathing is always through the belly. Look at babies when they're born. When babies are born, how do they breathe? Their lungs are not developed yet. They're breathing through their belly. Singers, musicians, when we sing right, we sing through our, really breathing through our belly, using our belly to give us the power, also the power to sing and also the power to breathe. This is the correct breathing. So if you are doing something, well, let's rephrase that, because that could be anything. And I see this much in women of shallow breathing. And the shallow breathing also cultivates the lack of attaining your power. So, before you go to sleep, you sit with yourself comfortably. And try that tonight, and it would be interesting to hear your experiences, to hear how you've experienced that. How are you experiencing it? Also, if you do it once, how do you feel the next morning? So you sit on your bed and you close your eyes. And focus only on the breathing, imagining the air going through your throat, through your nostrils first, through your nose, down through your throat, focusing on the process of how the air goes down, as if you are air. You are traveling inside you. And every time something else comes to mind in the middle, if there is a thought that suddenly pops up, it's okay. The same way it popped up, it'll pop out. Then you bring yourself to the breathing. To make it easier and more visual of the air, imagine in front of your face, as your eyes are closed, a large big ball of energy, a pink mist, pink energy. And every inhale through your nose, you inhale that pink energy, that divine energy. And why pink? Pink is red and white. White is the divine. Red is the earth, is the earthly. Is this manifestation, is this level, is this layer, realm. So the combination is the pink. And every place that the pink mist touches, every organ, it releases it. And you can focus on the pink trail as you're pulling, by inhaling the pink trail through your nostrils, all down through your throat, through your shoulders, through your hands, your chest, your belly, and focusing to expand your belly. Now, to make it easier, lay down and put a book on your belly. So if you're not, this will be a good indication for you if you're not sure whether you're breathing from your chest, you have a shallow breathing or deep breathing. Many times you say breathe deeply and people will raise their shoulders and expand their chest and it's a shallow breathing. So as you lay down and you put a book on your belly, breathe in a way that your chest doesn't move, or just your belly moves. So it can be a practice. At first, your chest may move, and you'll see the book stays in the same place. Focus on sending the air and the pink mist through your belly, so it may seem like you are putting an effort to expand your belly. But that's the initial effort. You expand your belly. And the book starts rising. And you'll see the book starts rising. And then you let go. The book starts rising. And you release. And as you practice that in the first few times, if you're not familiar doing this, you'll feel like your muscles in your belly are stretching but eventually you will not use any muscles. You'll just use the air to push the belly up. You're not using any muscles of your body. You're not using your abs. Actually, using your abs will be counter because you're trying to push air, and your abs, because they're tightening up, they will hold the belly from expanding. So the book, this exercise of the book breathing, is a good indication for you to see how you breathe. Now don't put a heavy book, right? Just so you have an indication. So breathing like that, practicing this breathing, you will start seeing things differently. Tested, verified. As you get more air in the right oxygen and air, and you breathe it right, more right, you're also sleeping. Your sleep will be peaceful. And the more you practice that as you meditate or as you sit and you reflect on your day and you reflect on what doesn't serve you, and you are releasing that. As you go through that, you will automatically notice how your body relaxes. You will notice how your shoulders drop. This is the beginning of really seeing things differently. We talk about shifting of perception. How do we do what we do to reclaim our power? And so we can go into all kind of analysis and really discovering why we do the way we do it and traumas and everything. And the basic of the basic are the things that are the foundation of all that which we talk about. Breathing. What we eat, how we eat, when we eat. So when you're preparing for bed, you're starting with calming down. Also, what did you eat before? Of course, heavy meals will keep you heavy and also will keep your stomach working. So by the way, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep, don't eat chocolate. that will not help you go to sleep. So we talked, I mentioned the word joy, and this is really, it's more than just a word. And the breathing is the basic to start cultivating that space. So how do we go from a place of integrating our experiences, reflecting them at night before we go to sleep? So first of all, when we release, before we go to sleep, when we release and we are in a place of forgiveness, forgiveness before we go to sleep, to whom? Well, first of all, to us. Not releasing from responsibilities or not finding excuses to why things happen so we can go to sleep peacefully. But allowing ourselves and being kind with ourselves and soft with ourselves about what we're going through and taking the lessons from this day, internalizing and finding what didn't work and how we can make it work. And so we go to sleep. Before we go to sleep, we prepare with our food, with our intention, with our clean slate from the evening. From the evening, we're allowing our body to, it's like hitting a reset button. And so when we get up in the morning, sometimes you get up in the morning and you feel groggy and you feel oomph, you know? And it is so does it start from the morning or does it start from the evening? And so as far as breathing, there are different methods, different techniques, many techniques on how to breathe for what purpose. And one of the breathing techniques that I'm talking about in my program is a breathing technique called chedva, that is a four letters word in Hebrew. And I talked about this in a previous program. And this is taking the letters of that, of the Hebrew word, and the numerological value, and having the count of that integrated into our breathing. So chedva, four letters. Chet is 8, dalet is 4, vav is 6, and he is 5. So as you practice this breathing, you inhale for 8, you hold for 4, you exhale for 6, and you hold for 5. Now at first it may sound like a mathematical project, so you have to count, you have to keep counting. You will start doing this in the beginning, and after several repetitions of conscious keeping the count, you will do it automatically. Focusing on breathing from your belly with this count, and then we can talk about this, how you feel. And so as you prepare yourself for the night and you go to sleep, you are letting your body, your nefesh, maintain your body here while the other parts of your soul are going out of your body. And when you set these intentions before you go to sleep, and there are different ways to add to that experience, to how to enhance or refine this experience. If you have a hard time focusing and meditating, you have other tools to help you be in that space, that eventually you can do it without any other external help, like sound, for example. So this breathing technique of chedva, it has a very, it's very unique. Joy in English has one word to describe joy. Joy is one word. In Hebrew, the word joy, the meaning of joy, has several words. One of the words is chedva. Now, chedva is joy. And what is it? It is the absolutely initial moment of experiencing that moment of joy or moment of awe. It's that very initial. It's like when you wake up, when you go to sleep and somebody wakes you up and you go, it's that initial moment of coming into consciousness. It's like when you go up the roller coaster, the first height, the first climb, the very first slow climb. And just before you drop down, your bottom lifts up from the chair for like a split of a second, and you feel that, and you feel that, that feeling, that there is no explanation to how you feel, but it is almost like an out-of-body experience, like an experience of somebody pulls you out for a second and puts you back in. That's joy, that's chedva. And that breathing technique cultivates this state. And yet that state is, like in the first song, is momentary. Because we measure it also in moments. But that momentary can be a long moment, can be a continuous cultivated moment. And so when we release our tensions from the day before, we are cultivating this space of going to sleep in peace and coming up refreshed. It's like taking a bath or taking a shower. You come out of the shower, you are refreshed in your body. You are refreshed in your body. You know, I talked once to somebody who, she went through a rape, and she explained that after the experience, she had to be in the shower for several hours. It is not about cleansing the body. It is really the desire to use the water to cleanse our soul. And that helps. That helps tremendously. The Torah is equivalent to water, and the water cleanses. So is the Torah, and so are the things that we're talking about that come from the Kabbalah or the Torah or experiences. These are cleansing. So the water, the shower water, was there to cultivate cleansing on the soul level, on that feeling of the shame and the guilt and the anger and the frustration and the sadness and all these places that one can go to, can be in when going through such an experience. So that feeling of joy is cleansing by itself. I came through a book called Power Versus Force, and they're putting there a very nice chart of showing the frequency of where we are when we are in those places that we are, that are either positive or negative. And shame, it's like a cone. This diagram is like a cone shaped, an upside down cone. And the lowest frequency is shame. And you can divide these colors, and it's also with colors, this diagram, and it reflects the colors that are reflected through the energy points, through the chakras or the sefirot. And the lower chakra, which starts with red and goes up. So the lowest one is shame, and is shame. Above that is guilt, apathy. And so when we are in those frequencies of 20 or 30, and then fear is 100, when we are in those frequencies, we attract these same frequencies to us because we're like magnets. And so joy, for example, is in the top blue color of above 500. And so it's 540. Everything above 500 is frequency of love. And when you are in that frequency, that's really a place of not being stuck in those little things that don't appear little when they happen, but there are events and there are things that are happening that keep us locked in a loop in that building, not on the scaffold of the building, but in that building, in that square, in that limitation, in that need. And so when I work with sound, and I use different frequencies, different tools to offer healing and to offer a therapy through sound, I use different bowls, that Tibetan bowls, and different instruments to create different frequencies and to combine them together to create additional frequencies. And each frequency correlates and corresponds to each part of our body, because each part of our body has a frequency, and also to each of our energetic centers, chakras. And so when working with sound, if there is a blockage, if there is an energy blockage, the right frequency will work to heal that. Now, it's not a fly-by-night work, but you will definitely see changes after the first work. The first work with sound. And if you haven't experienced sound healing or sound therapy, please reach out. I would be happy to talk to you. On the Facebook, it's facebook.com/bodysoulsound, and on the web is bodysoulsound.com. And all these are tools. This is not the essence. The working with the bowls and working with different frequencies, these are not the goal. The goal is what they cultivate. And the goal is where we want to be and what tools are we using to cultivate where we want to go to. And so we are also now in the month of Adar. And this is a month of Adar in Judaism. When this month comes in, we have an extra encouragement to be happy. Extra encouragement to be happy because of events that happened in history and because of the divine that is coming down during this month. So there is an extra commandment or extra recommendation to be happy. Now, somebody who listens and is in a frequency of, let's say, 100, which is fear. So what are you talking about? I see all this like this and all this like that, and this is black, and he did this to me, and they did this to me, and they do this, and all these kind of things that are controlling and shaping how we're looking at stuff, how we're looking at things. And to remember that everything that we see through these physical eyes, everything that we perceive, everything that we are in the midst of, everything is happening only in our head. It doesn't happen outside of it. How many times have you thought something and suddenly that person said something else that you tell yourself, oh. And also when you realize that, many times, how many times do you admit to the other person that you actually were judging, or you actually thought that this will happen and hey, they were right. It's not about them being right, but it's about you making a story that is based on your own perception. And so when you admit to the person, oh, you know what, you also tell yourself, hey, it's okay. You saw things, okay, you're learning from that. That's where the sentence comes. Don't jump to conclusions without knowing the full picture. So it is hard. Somebody's in fear 100 or in apathy 50. You know, and those are usually somebody like somebody who is that is homeless or is on the streets and drugs, and it is like giving up. It gave up on things. And so it is hard to see that. And this is where Kabbalah comes in and says, okay, you are in this place. In your body you feel fear. In your body you feel fear, and not necessarily fear of somebody, but self-worth. And it all always boils down to that shame. The minute we start going into that negative low frequency, it all trickles down to the shame, through fear, down to grief, apathy, guilt, shame. So what Kabbalah says is an action. Also, if you don't feel like that, how many times you want to go to the gym and you're just putting it out, and you're like, ah, and you go to the gym also, and you force yourself and you go, and you come out, you say, oh, I'm so happy I did that. So it is the action, any kind of action that will move you out of that stagnation, of that frame, will start moving the wheels. Just to move, not to sit down and to allow the mind to create stories. And these stories are causing your body to feel a certain way. And your body feeling a certain way feeds it back to the brain. And back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, until you are completely kaput. Breathing. Also, if you don't feel that you are joyous, tell yourself. Gratitude will bring you to that place. Gratitude, you say, you are thank you. You're grateful for everything that you are having here and now. Despite of what the other person has, because that's their journey's tools. What you are going through now, there is a reason you are going through what you are going through exactly at this particular moment in time. You are exactly where you have to be. And when you are in a place of gratitude and understanding that this is for you, you start cultivating your joy. And with this joy, I'm going to send much love. Thank you for being here. I don't take this for granted. I enjoy sharing with you. Facebook.com/BodySoulSound and BodySoulSound.com. And there he goes again. Have a wonderful week. Shavua Tov. Happy Purim. Chag Purim Sameach. This is the time to be joyous, and everything is light. There he goes again. Litot.
הנה 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 מנגינה שמחילה מנגינה שמחילה במי במול אבל רוצה אבל רוצה לגדול אלה במול פמינון מחפשת למוצא והנה היא עולה עולה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתחצה ותענה ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתחצף ותענה הנה 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 עוד שנה שמתחילה לך עוד שנה שמתחילה היום נמשון היום זוכלת ומחר פתאום תגיד שלום כמו חלום ממהרת לדרכה והנה היא עולה עולה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתחצר ותענה הנה 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 לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתחצר ותענה אהבה שמבטיחה להיות קרובה שמבטיחה להיות טובה טובה יפה יפה הצופה עוד קטנה בשביל גדולה הנה היא עולה עולה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח שאותי תשכח תתחצף ותענה הנה 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 זאת הייתה המנגינה שלי מנגינה שאהבה אותי שנה אבל פתאום הייתה שונה נשא עינה והיא עינה והיא עינה והיא עינה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק שאותי תשכח תתחצף ותענה הנה הנה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתחצף ותענה הנה 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 לה 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 לה
Da da da
Irreverent, entertaining, cool, you're listening.